country number one station, Quest. How are you doing this afternoon? We're playing continuous music. Listen to Set Your Heart on me, Johnny Lee. And remember, calm, fast, and talk to me, baby. Time to get going.
Yeah, hello, this is Daryl Agnew again. Hello?
Who gave me this number?
Hello, is this Robert?
Who's this?
This is Daryl Agnew, Agnew and Bertram.
Who?
Daryl Agnew, Agnew and Bertram.
Who gave you this
number? I'm a representative for, do you know Mr. Paul L. Mack?
Paul Mack? Yeah, I heard of him. Why?
Paul Mack, okay, you are familiar with the name?
Yeah.
Okay, are you aware of the fact that Mr. Mack's line... He does run a some kind of line out in North Hollywood. You familiar with his entertainment line?
Yeah.
Are you also aware of the fact that his line's been disconnected?
No.
Okay, well, you have been named in a class action harassment suit. This is Mr. right?
I know him.
You do know him? Do you know him personally?
What?
Do you know Mr. Mack personally?
Yeah, I did.
Do you ever call this a line he spoke of to me in his file? See, I have a long file here. I apologize for calling so late at night, but I have you and Pacific Bell listed here as defendants in a class action suit for harassment against his line. It seems his line's been disconnected and all files have been pulled from the...
His line's not disconnected.
His line is not disconnected.
No.
Well, he seems to think that you have, this is Mr. Robert.
His line's not disconnected anyway.
Okay, you do call the line quite often then?
Once in a while.
Okay, well, I do have, on the file here, I have, now you have some papers. I do have the address on the file. The papers will be coming out to your address within the next, shouldn't take any more than a day or two. From Agnew and Bertram. My name is Daryl Agnew. And we are representing Mr. Mack. This is a small claim suit. However, you can have an attorney present. There is a file and a subpoena on its way to your residence.
What's the address, dude?
The address... Well, at any rate, I am told to inform you that
his line's up. I don't believe you. His line's not...
Well, I did just call the number. He does have a 761 number, 330...
3330, yeah.
Right. So you are familiar with the number?
It's working.
Okay, well now, one thing I have been advised to tell you, you can avoid a court hearing if you would resign to, I do have two following requests here. One of them is as part of, per the restraining order, one would be to leave comments no more than 2 minutes in length on Mr. Mack's input, and the second would be to call his line more often with interesting comments. Would you agree to that?
Yeah.
I do have Robert here.
What?
I do have Robert here.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And who was this other joker you were explaining to me before?
Who, what joker?
You did mention another name in the...
Nino.
Nino Telephone.
That's who you sound like.
Well, you got me cold there, buddy.
That's who you sound like, though.
Bob, buddy!
What?
You're live on the movie line.
It is you guys. It is, yeah, it is
you
guys.
You're on the movie line. You are an asshole.
You are an idiot.
Hamburger. Chili burger. Hawaiian burger.
Hey, where's the beef?
Well, if you're looking for beef, you certainly won't find it in a Big Mac.
Hey, wait a minute. What the hell are you talking about? Hello, gang, and welcome back to part two of the Nino and Paul show.
This is a Big Mac inside of a double sesame seed fun.
Just a minute here. What the hell kind of perversion is that on this line? This is a film review stuff.
Film reviews,
movie
reviews.
You just can't go talking about obscene stuff. I mean, people are going to begin to wonder, right,
Wait,
buddy?
No.
Just tell everybody this is for the week.
Paul and I are not having an affair like Heidi and Liz. We are just here doing part two of the Arties and Oscars.
Speaking of Heidi and Liz, let's not. This is the tape for the week of
Good
February
idea. Best
24th.
Best idea you've had in about a week.
Yeah. How long have you had that idea?
For about 2 minutes.
Get out of here. February 24th through the 28th, 1985. And boy, are we having a good time. We haven't even gone to sleep yet. We just stayed up to make the
we
second tape.
We just stayed
tape.
Up. Actually, this is an actual continuation. We've been working on this
That's
tape
right.
since last week's tape. It is now 9 o'clock in the morning,
and we are still doing the same thing.
We
have got Artie ballots coming in this place like crazy.
Artie ballots are scamming in here by the droves. But I got to tell you, gang, you know, Mr. Fun made a small mistake when I sent out the SASEs.
You made a mistake, but you don't have to go into it on
my
line.
Well, I sent out 20 cents on the SASE.
What are you talking about?
The post office wants to get in there 2 cents.
You can't apologize on my line for your mistakes.
As of February 17th.
What are you talking about? Get out of here.
February 17th.
Talk about a movie or something.
The postage rates are now 22 cents. So if you
talk
did receive your ballot.
Talk about how great I am. Don't talk about your mistakes.
If it has come. Wait, I'm going to turn Paul down
here.
You're
not going to turn me down. This is my line. I can do what I want.
Turn him down just a bit there. If you are getting the ballots back and they are coming back to you, then please put on a 2 cent stamp.
Give me that microphone. You can't turn me down like that. What the hell are you doing, buddy?
If you wait. Oh God, that thing hit me right in the fake tooth. And what I'd like you to do, instead of putting on, do not put a return address on the envelope. Just mail it, and they will charge me back.
All right, buddy. Keep
for
talking.
The
Wait,
he's playing with the pitch here.
All
I'm
right,
in
dude.
Big trouble now. All of a sudden, my voice is getting very high pitched.
How do you like
here,
that, buddy? You? Now you sound like me. Now you can talk.
Okay, I'll turn. All right, Paul, turn your mic back up. There we
Hello,
go.
Hello, people. Will you turn my voice
anyway,
back?
Anyway,
we'll
get the ballot back here one way or the other. If the ballots get lost in the mail, I'll get you another one. Anyway, I do want to thank Bob213 for being such a good sport on the little prank we played. And I got to tell you, I was nervous.
I always wanted to do this. Just
okay, this is more like...
Now we're back on the right speed.
No, now I sound like a regular disc jockey, okay? Hi, and you're on 761-3330, and I've got a regular voice now.
And while I've got my finger on the mixer, I'm going to turn him down one more time and tell you real quick that...
Caller Collage. Oh, he didn't scam my speed. Caller Collage is coming back on telephone 882-9524 as of March 1st. Towards the end of this week's tape, Caller Collage, give us a call, 882-9524. That's where the beef is.
Okay, that's... Hi. I'd like to say a few words about Canada. Or
Gang, let's shut Paul up and get on with some comments here.
You know,
okay?
you're using my airplay. This is ridiculous. I'm pissed.
Ooh, Paul, yeah. I just scammed this. Listen to this one.
Go for it.
It's a bitchin' line, yeah. And it costs just two thin
Sing
dimes,
it.
And it's 8829524.
I love it. Do it again.
Telephone. It's a bitchin' line, and
you
it costs just two thin dimes. It's
8829524.
Okay. Vote
That's
four.
That's not the movie line.
Telephone.
That's not the movie
Vote
line.
Vote four. Telephone.
For the movie line.
Vote four.
What the hell are you trying to
Telephone.
Brainwash my callers?
Vote four.
This is
Telephone.
An outrage. This is ridiculous.
It's
okay.
Bitchin'
it's a bitchin' line,
line,
but it's not
just
great.
Two
okay.
thin dimes.
This is an outrage. Okay,
eight,
I'm finished. You finished.
8295.
Do you like what you're doing on my line? I mean, this is... Go for it, buddy. I mean, go. You got the mic. Say it. Let's play
oh,
a damn
me.
Comment.
I'm lonely.
Junior. Hey, listen, I just saw a rad preview for 20th Century Fox. I won tickets off of the radio station KROQ. The movie was Turk 182, starring Robert Urich and Timothy Hutton. It was, I don't know, this was kind of strange. The theme to the story was good. The theme to the story was stupid. The story was good, and the acting was terrible. Okay? Okay. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. Okay, but anyway, first of all, I'd just like to point out, like, a few things here. Robert Urich was not good for the part. In fact, I read in, what's that thing called? The Hollywood Reporter, they had a thing on it, and it said, Sylvester Stallone would have played Robert Urich's part a hell of a lot better, which I agree with, and so did my sister who drove me, because I don't have a car even though I am 16. But in fact, my sister thought the highlight of the movie was before the movie when Robert Rawl, a DJ from KROQ, came up there and started being a comedian. But otherwise, the movie was good. It's PG-13, and it starts this Friday. Oh, Friday's today. Oh, okay. It started today, and it's not that bad. But if you want to go see it, it's cool. And that's about it. By the way, if Robert calls, Robert, hi, how you doing? That's about it. This has been a public message from Mark North Hollywood Jr., and I guess I'll talk to you later, Paul. Bye.
This is Casey Arlita with a movie review. Today, being February the 12th, only for a few more minutes, folks, it's almost midnight, I went to see, or at least tried to see, Torchlight, which was, of course, about freebasing, which I do not endorse. In fact, I condemn the shit. It's no good. Don't ever do it. I mean, this movie points out everything, except that it's poorly portrayed, if you ask me. And I don't know, my father, who's a pretty good judge of movies, didn't like it either. Lousy ending. I won't tell you what it was, but as far as I was concerned, it was lousy. On a max scale, I'd probably give it one or two max. I don't know. I really don't know how you rate them. I don't know. It wasn't that good, as far as I could tell. There was a lot of whispering. I don't like the movies with a lot of whispering. Anyway, speaking of a lot of whispering, I gotta get out of here. So this has been Casey Arlita with a movie review.
This is Doug calling from the heart of Hollywood, and Hollywood has no heart. If you have a chance to miss that picture, Mass Appeal, by all means, run out and do so. It lends new depth and meaning to the phrase boring. It is so dull, I cannot tell you. Duller than this review, even. That's all for now. Bye.
Father Timothy Farley thought he knew all the answers.
Now, if he doesn't think that you're shaping up, you will never become a priest. You must give a friendly sermon.
You come here with your mink hats and your cashmere coats and your blue hair.
Theirs is a story of the difference between what is safe and what is true.
Will you look at this? The collection went down 30%. It is no accident that the collection comes after the sermon. It's like a Nielsen rating.
Between conscience and authority.
I searched with my body, and I discovered that I could never reconcile my inner emotional world that way. So I invite celibacy.
Mass Appeal, the story of two men who learn to believe in each other.
I see why you need to be a priest.
Why?
Because you're a lunatic.
And the church needs lunatics.
Jack Lemmon in Mass Appeal. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
That's right. Mass Appeal. Yes, I always thought Mass Appeal is what you get when you skin a bunch of Italian bananas.
Ba-ba-bum. That's great,
sorry,
buddy.
Sorry about that, Paul. Anyway, you know, Mass Appeal is playing at a theater drive-in near you. You're going to have to find it yourself because it's not in our paper.
But, that's right.
You know, I made a major mistake
by having you on both shows.
Thank you.
You're
but, you know, when we were talking about The Breakfast Club, I happened to mention in my haste Ally Sheedy, who was the star of Psycho 2. Well, that
that's
gang
right.
was
yeah,
wrong.
I remember that. That was
Ally
last
Sheedy
week.
Was the star of War Games, the girl in War Games. And
War
you see,
Games.
The reason, Paul, and I want to explain this to your callers because I don't want them to think I'm a total idiot. But, you know, the reason I made that mistake was because in my haste, when I saw the name Ally Sheedy, reminded me of Ally McGraw. Ally McGraw makes me think about Steve McQueen, who was in The Great Escape. In The Great Escape was James Coburn. And when I think of James Coburn, it reminds me of The Last of Sheila.
Does that have to do with Ally Sheedy?
Well, James Mason was in The Last of Sheila.
Oh, I see. Then that explains it.
Yeah, well, right. And James Mason was also in Heaven Can Wait, which starred Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty was in that film.
But he was also in Reds, Paul. Mm-hmm. Warren Beatty was in Reds.
What else
and
was
also
he
in Reds was Jack Nicholson.
He was in Jack
but
Nicholson?
But that was where I got stuck. You see, Jack Nicholson. He's my favorite.
Wait, you lost me after.
No, I was thinking of Jack Lemmon,
actually.
You lost
me after Steve McQueen, buddy.
I was thinking of Jack Lemmon, who was in Some Like It Hot.
Oh, now you got. No,
right.
Okay. I follow you now.
That's
okay.
Why.
Right.
And you see, also, who else was in Some Like It Hot?
Yeah, Bob Hope.
No, Tony Curtis.
But Bob Hope made a film called Some Like It Hot.
Well, no, Some Like It Hot with Marilyn Monroe starred also Tony Curtis, which reminded me of Janet Leigh.
Oh,
that's why, because Janet Leigh reminds me of the shower scene in Psycho. Right, and Psycho reminded me of Psycho 2, which starred Anthony Perkins and Meg Tilly. That was the girl
with
the breasts.
Reminds
right.
me of Steve McQueen.
Well, Meg
I
Tilly,
still
see,
can't
Meg
figure
Tilly,
out how James Colburn got in this.
Well,
whole
Meg
mess.
Tilly was in The Big Chill, you
oh.
see. And The Big Chill
okay, right.
also
the,
starred Mary Kay Place.
Mary Place was in their stuff.
Mary Kay Place, what was she in before,
she was
Paul?
In nothing
she was in
nothing
after. She was in Mary Hartman,
Tex.
Mary Hartman.
Oh!
Right, and Mary Hartman also starred Dabney Coleman,
Dabney.
Who was in War Games, the, which starred Ally Sheedy.
Ally Stuff. Well, that's
how I made the mistake.
But what does that have to do with James Mason?
Well, you missed it. I mean,
right. Okay, buddy. Well, that's fantastic.
Well,
and
I did
want
to clear that up for your callers, who
so
they would know
that
Ally Sheedy was a star of War Games, and it was a simple mistake.
But
I mean, anybody could have made it.
Get right down to it. It's still has breasts.
I was thinking
breasts,
of something
so
different.
You know,
they both had breasts.
I mean, geez.
I would see
one did a shower scene and one didn't die.
Hell, I mean, Bob has breasts.
Wait a minute. You're going too far, buddy. You're going too far.
Hello, Movie Line callers. It's Robert Barber from beautiful Ozland in Central America. I just want to call and not so much leave a movie review, but I'd like to tell you about a special place that I found somewhere in Glendale. It's called the Phone Company Restaurant. That's right. So next time you feel like a trim line, maybe even a desk phone, possibly a cordless phone, go to the Phone Company Restaurant located at 313 West Broadway in Glendale. Area code 818-247-4849. And I highly recommend, yes, I highly recommend that you eat the phone cords with the, mandarin sauce. And it's very good. And if you're not into eating phone cords, then you should try some of the, cordless phone a la Range. It's very nice. This has been a kind of off-the-wall comment from an off-the-wall kind of guy. No, we're not talking Spider-Man. This has been Bob Observatory. GBFN, Alan Mac kind of afternoon.
Hey, kids, what time is it?
Hey, it's Richie Calcom time. Great.
Rick D. Calcom. I'm a clone. I'm good and I'm fine. I'm one and more on the way. I'm Soup Doctor. He's on the line. We'll take incubation another day. I'm all alone, so are we all.
Well, hello, Paul, and fellow Movie Line callers. This is Rich D. Calcom, calling you all the way out here. I'd like to say to Ken on Target, correction on what you said there. Not the last tape you were talking about was the best Movie Line tape. The one I just heard this week was the best Movie Line tape ever. I liked it. Even though there were a bunch of clones in the background going, Rich D. Calcom, but... Hey, you know, that's all right.
Rick D. Calcom. Six is having problems, adjusting to his clone status.
Rick D. Calcom. And as far as movies are concerned, I'll tell you one place not to see a movie, and that is at the Pepper Tree. That is the worst theater. First of all, they boast the world's greatest popcorn. Their popcorn tastes like shit. Second of all, they try to pack as many people in the theater in a very small space. Because what happens is, okay, for instance, as you're walking down the aisle, your shadow reflects on the screen. That goes to show you how cheap, low budget, and small that theater is. And plus also, most of the time, not saying all the time, they play crummy movies. I think the best theater on this end is the side.
Every day, Ed Oken wakes up, has breakfast, and commutes to work every day. One day, Ed comes home early to find his wife with someone else. So he goes for a little drive into the night, and Diana falls into his life.
I have something they want. It's worth a great deal of money.
And nothing is the same again. Into the Night, a dangerous romance, starring Jeff Goldblum.
This is just too weird for me.
And Michelle Pfeiffer.
I'm one of the bad guys.
Into the Night, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now at select theaters. Check newspapers for locations and showtimes.
Hi, this is Doug Van Nuys. I'm a new caller to all the lines. And I just saw a movie called City Heat, and I thought it sucked. It's got Burt Reynolds in it, and it's got, Clint Eastwood, and it sucked, it did. It's about these two guys. One's used to be cop, the other one is still a cop. They used to be partners. The used to be cop is a private investigator now. And they both are trying to solve this case, which, in the meantime, they are hating each other. But really, they're trying to solve this case about gangsters that are, I forgot what they were doing because it was real stupid. And there was a few good parts in it, but I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it about a 4. This has been Doug Van Nuys, and hope to hear me online. And hello, Paul Mack, and goodbye.
Answer me, motherfucker!
May 10th. Thank God for the rain, which has helped wash away the garbage and the trash off the sidewalks. I'm working long hours now, 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. It's a long hustle, but it keeps me real busy. I can take in $3.50 a week, sometimes even more when I do it off the meter.
Answer me, motherfucker! Answer me, motherfucker! Answer me!
All the animals come out at night.
Answer me, motherfucker!
Buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies, sick, venal. Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets.
Answer me, motherfucker!
You talking to me?
Answer me, motherfucker! Answer me, motherfucker!
You talking to me?
Answer me, motherfucker! Answer me! Answer me!
Well, then who the hell else are you talking? You talking to me?
Motherfucker!
Well, I'm the only one here.
Answer me, motherfucker!
Who do you think you're talking to?
Motherfucker!
Oh, yeah?
Motherfucker!
Huh? Okay.
You know, I've been fucking with Kane a couple years. Rock said it was a couple years. And I don't spend more than whatever I set out to spend before I get high. You know, one hit, true, it does lead to another. But by the same token, you will probably say, fuck that shit, you know, time to go get some pussy or something. You know, put the fucking pipe down and walk out, you know. it's not like heroin, where you know your body says fuck you and you go commit a fucking larceny crime or some shit, a felony crime, and got to get your drug, you know. What kind of shit is that, you know? I ain't like this shit. I think it sucks. You know, I love cocaine. I love the rock. If you guys haven't tried the rock, take about a half gram of your Peruvian flake and go to the store, go to the record shop, head shop, wherever you go, and buy a little shaker bottle. Make one. Make it out of mayonnaise jar. Who gives a fuck? Put a little bit of water in it, you know, less than a quarter. Dump your cocaine in it. Dump a little small amount, a lesser amount of baking soda in the sugar bottle, in the shaker bottle. Shake the coke and the baking powder together in the water and heat it, you know, either put it in boiling water or put a torch on the bottom of it and, you know, get it real hot and let it dissolve together. Wait a few minutes, let it cool off, and presto, the big bang, a rock. Take the rock out, or should I say, fish the little son of a bitch out. Bust the bottle if you have to, you gotta get that rock. That's your dope. Take that shit, put it on the table. Take a sharp razor blade, let it dry. You know, let the rock dry because you're pulling it out of the water. Let it dry. Cut that shit, put a little bit on the pipe, get you a torch, one hand, pipe in the other hand, and smoke. Smoke, 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 smoke. This shit is cool, man. God damn, it's cool. I fucking love it, but you know, me myself, I'd rather have freak shows with it, you know, call over 4 or 5 cocaine whores, you know. I take 1 or 2 hits, you know, to get my rod hard, you know, hard as a fucking street light outside or something. And, let those fucking babes hit that shit, man. A girl will freak you forever and a day behind that shit, man. Let me tell you, the shit is great.
Let's smoke that Malmo, shall we?
Absolutely nothing to do with the movie line, but that comment...
I can't believe that could
not go unaired, Paul.
That was funny. That was only part of it. You should play. We should play one of these days
the full uninterrupted thing.
I promise you, gang. One day when I had the nerve to smoke that thing,
I
swear to you, I'm gonna play that. I'm gonna play that Malmo and also that
like
thing before.
That was
talk to me, Malmo, he said. Talk to me, Malmo. Where the hell did he get that from? Son of a gun. You know what I'm saying?
Talk to me, motherfucker. Oh, God. That shit is great.
Off the wall movie line stuff that Nino even saved it for a drop-in, buddy. I've been looking through the ballots.
You could be listening for that on telephone definitely one of the funniest comments I've ever heard
all over the place.
In my phone career. But that shit was great.
Yes, sir. Smoke it.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, buddy, we've got some – you know, the movie line is nominated. Reviewing one of these ballots that I will pick up soon. The movie line has been nominated for many, 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 many things. And
11,
not
I believe
get,
it
yes,
was.
Yes, sir. And one of the little small items that I've been nominated for personally myself was for best phone skit, the Phil and Bill Show. And Dennis DeCrepo and myself put that together as a 976 test joke line. But, hey, it got nominated as best phone skit and also for best writing. Well, I wrote it. But anyway, why don't we listen to that, buddy?
Answer me, motherfucker!
Live from here to there, it's the Phil and Bill Show.
Comedy Minute, you prick!
I'm sorry, I thought it was a show, but I guess I'm mistaken.
Well, you're fired. Hi, I'm Phil.
And I'm Bill. And welcome to our show. And now, Bill will balance 5 elephants that look like fat women. No, wait a minute, they are fat women. He's going to balance them precariously on his nose whilst inhaling 25 tubes of Vicks nasal juice. Are you ready, Phil?
Yes, but there's just one problem, Bill.
I know, the pharmacy is out of Vicks, so you have to settle for Coke.
Yeah, but I'm a pepper.
The
that is enormous. How can he stand it? These are not your ordinary fat women. These exceed anything ever before conceived. And you thought the Statue of Liberty was big. These gals make the Goodyear blimp look like olive oil. I mean, my God, Popeye couldn't even lift these women.
I don't know what you're pronouncing asking there, sir.
Hey, beat it, sailor.
I never had five fat chicks on my face before all at once.
Bill, I think they kind of like you.
Oh, shut up, Helium Breath.
Helium Breath, look who's talking.
Well, shut up or I'll feed you to the fat chick for dinner.
Well, what kind of you to offer? But look, they're already eating dinner.
What? Get off of me, you fat chick. Get off of me. Get those kids out. Hey, we're falling over here.
Looks like Bill just can't handle his women.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it, gang. That is just one of the little gems that is up against the Gopher Twins,
gem.
Along with Zygote, Dialogue, and Fun Phone.
I want to tell you, I'll take no responsibility for that piece
you
of gotta stuff.
You got to take a lot of responsibility for it, you and Dennis. But well, no, seriously, Paul, you did a very fine job. But there is few other nominations you wanted to get onto.
That's right.
That you are nominated
for
at the Artie Awards.
I want to speak about a character that I was very proud to portray in Nino's Adventures of the Gopher Twins, and it's Punk Skunk.
A very cute little character we came up with a long time ago, right around the time I met Paul when we were looking for the voice.
That's right, and I was basically your perfect fit.
And he walked in the door, and we said, Paul is Punk Skunk.
Basically, what I'm doing now is campaigning, and I feel that if you vote for me for best performance, whether it be Diller, whether it be Punky, I feel that it's a vote very well worth voting for.
No, that is great, too, because Paul's...
Huh?
Up
what?
Against himself.
I love it. You
in
know.
Best male performance
I feel very
for
happy
Mac Jackson
an award
and
for
Punk
everything.
Skunk.
Yeah.
I think that's just great. But only one of you is going to win.
Vote for me for best schmuck. Put him on. I mean, I'm
or
telling you,
it might
buddy.
Be Stuart Funphone or Saheem Rajah
it
Smith
can't be.
Or
the man's been
Jarvis
out of,
Lum.
Get out. The man's been out of phones for 15 years. You can't vote for Stu. The man's a has-been. He's probably dead. I'll take you to his burial ground. Let's hear Punk Skunk.
Well, let's do that right
scan
now.
It.
Let's scam.
That does it, brother. I'm not going to stay here with that drug freak.
Drug freak? Who are you calling a drug freak?
I'm calling you a drug freak.
Hey, well, practice makes perfect. Hello? Okay, let's try it again, shall we? Hello? I said, hello?
Excuse me, is this mic working? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Hello? What the hell is this? A hotel or a hospital emergency room?
All right, I'm warning you folks. Moving in on me, huh? Trying to close in on me, huh? All right, that's it. Don't you dare take another step or I'm warning you.
Quick, grab that skunk!
All right, you asked for it. Wonderful!
That was bloody good, Punk Skunk.
Thanks. Now let's split before it drifts this way, huh?
Something here smells like advertising.
Wait
Paul.
A minute here. Now, just a minute. This is just having fun. I loved hearing that again. That was great. And
yes,
my
that
performance
was
outstanding, just for the record.
I still don't think quite as good as Mac Jackson.
And
though.
You'll know how to vote for best male performance in Skitter Special. You can vote for Paul Mac or Paul Mac. So I'd be more than happy to get a nomination.
Or any of the other.
All right. Now, I was nominated for best supporting performance as Warden Fife.
This
is
one
Twins.
Of the funniest characters we've had in the Gopher
Let's
Twins.
Check
I enjoyed
out
this
Warden
one
Fife.
A lot.
Guys, can you believe it? They're really going to tear down this old prison. What a stroke of luck. What a revelation.
What a coincidence.
Well, it saved my butt anyway. I'd never be able to explain all those dead cops in D-Block.
Hey, man, it ain't your fault they couldn't shoot the nose off of Carl Malden.
That's right, Warden. Besides, I gave them orders to hold fire when they started to shoot at Rufus here. But they were just too anxious to kill something.
Rats on. So the blame shouldn't lie with you, Warden, dude. It should rest on the shoulders of the trigger-happy, lame-brained, dingleberry moron that trained him.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. Well, I'm a digger-bracking, ding-brain. Well, I'm a higger-bracking, tigger-bracking. Well, I'm the guy you were just talking about.
Well, I guess tearing down old Rocky Butte is really gonna save your butt, isn't it?
Yeah, how about that?
So why are they gonna trash this hellhole for anyway?
Well, they said something about bad health conditions.
Why don't they just get a new cook?
That ain't the food, boys. This said the prison's infested with rats.
Rats? Are you jiving me?
What do they plan on doing with the prisoners here, sir?
Well, they'll be transferred, I guess.
What about Rufus here?
You know, I've been looking at you, Rufus. Now, just answer me yes or no. I mean, you're a rat, aren't you?
Only by birth, sir.
Well, whatever the reason. Well, you're still a rat. And I ain't taking no chances having you transferred with me, buddy. So let me tell you something. You know what I'm going to do?
What's that, one, sir?
It's good that you called me sir. Anyway, I've been looking over your record, Rufus. You've done some pretty vile and disgusting things. I mean, pimping, dealing drugs. Not to mention your escape from old Rocky Pit a while ago.
Well, you covered the fun stuff. I get to the vile and disgusting things.
But I can't overlook the fact that you aided officials in freeing an innocent from death row, and the fact that you saved Officer O's life at the Gopher's wedding. So I'll tell you what I'm gonna do.
Joe gonna let me go?
I'm gonna let you... Hey, wait a minute, who told you that? Damn it, I can't keep anything a secret around here anymore.
Yes, sir. What do you think, buddy?
I thought
you're
it was voting wonderful.
For me? You're voting for me?
That's a secret, Paul.
Best supporting performance in a Skitter special. You know
it's
the man
to vote
for.
Good thing we're doing this on the movie line, because, you know...
It's not a good thing. It's a darn great thing.
I think we're scamming some advertising
for you, Paul. You didn't do this on your line?
No, I haven't done it yet.
Well, let me tell you.
My line's been
out. Who do you want to vote for?
Some reruns for
some clumsy
time.
Guy that plays a mole. You want to vote for Dory Foreman, who wrote lyrics that Nino and I read? Is that right?
Wait, no, that was wrong.
Yeah. Do you want to vote for Stephen Pluff, who's rock guy?
Rock Rabbit.
He's a hard on, you know. He did a cameo in a Into the Night spot.
Or Willie.
Or do you want to vote for Heck no, you want to vote for the warden.
Okay.
You want to vote for the warden.
Well, anyway.
You know, so.
So anyway, do you have any other nominations that you want
to... I don't care,
buddy. That you want to lay on these people?
No. I'll announce
what about Mac Jackson?
Well, Mac's coming up. We're going to play a full-on on Tuesday.
Next
Tuesday, we're going to play him.
And what else is the movie line up for?
We're
going to
get
Awards?
Into that. Hell of a lot of stuff.
The Artie Awards are coming up soon. Don't forget, you got to send away for your ballot.
That's
Paul
right.
Mac, and since I'm on here on the line, I am not plugging all the nominations that Telefund
Come on.
has.
Come
but,
on.
But, you know, we do have... Paul Mack does have, I should say, 11 nominations, I believe.
Thank
is
you.
That right? And five
That's right.
For
and
Dylan?
Next week is campaign week. I'm out there campaigning.
Oh, okay.
And you call 3330, gang, and you're going to hear what the movie line's all about.
Best entertainment line, best line host,
we're
best line co-host.
We're talking a situation you can't deny.
Best production.
We're talking all the things I deserve,
all kinds
buddy.
Of stuff
everything
for the movie
I deserve.
Line. But we're not going to plug movie
scam.
Line stuff.
Let's
what are we going to do now?
I don't know. We're going to run some comments. How about that?
Let's do that.
Love it.
Okay.
Yeah. Way. I want the last word. I want the last word.
Hello, Paul. This is Martin again from El Camino. I'd like to leave my family view on what I saw on the weekend. The movie was Dune. I know that your camera's been putting it down, but come on. The movie must have some good quality in it. Like, for instance, let's take the scene where the big oversized balloon man spits on the girl's eye. And you can just see it running down right down her eye. Now, that alone gets an Academy Award for Best Visual Effects. And how about those costumes? Looks like they got a can of spray paint and literally just painted all over the shoulders. That alone gets another award winner. And if you want to get back at somebody, just tell them that this is a great movie and with the Oscar-winning effects, and I'm sure they'll go see it. Another movie I saw was on cable TV. It was called Kitco. Great movie, because it reminded me a lot about me when I was younger. Still reminds me of me. But anyway, this is Martin from El Camino leaving a comment here. See you later.
Yes, Paul Emack or Paul Mack? Paul Emack, I think the right thing would be. You know, the Eastern egocentric. This Mark L.A. He is. I'm going to teach Mr. Phil in a second.
Due to.
Yeah. And, Nino, you know, I have a question to ask you, which I want to know. Alright, maybe comments at times too long by people. But what if people say it's alright to use two or three tapes to play the whole comment? You can edit it down. What if they say that? Then what? Huh? Paul Emack. But then again, don't they call your domain the House of Usher? Huh?
Answer me, motherfucker!
Then what?
Answer me!
Huh?
Huh?
Well, the way I figure it here is that
something.
If we leave the comments sitting around
me,
for
sir.
3 weeks worth of tape, they only have a 4-day shelf life.
The situation was
and
coming out
they
through
might
the
rot,
and, I,
and the oxide particles.
Hold on, make sure
away
I make sure what was going on.
Tape.
Huh? And then the next day I went out.
Talk to me, motherfucker.
And I went out and talked to the motherfucker.
And talked to the motherfucker.
And the funny thing about it...
Huh?
Hi, this is Joel in Westwood. I usually don't leave an input unless I think it's extremely important. And in this case, I think it's pretty important. I just saw a movie called The Breakfast Club in Westwood. And I have to say it's the best film I've seen in the last 5-10 years. In fact, the best film I've ever seen, period. Dramatic acting, the characterization, the story, the script, the humor. It's all in this film. You know, anything a film should be, this film has. Plus, the soundtrack is great. It's in stereo, too. And Breakfast Club just is one of the really best movies around. And it's too bad not many people are going out to see it because it's kind of opened in the aftermath of the Christmas movies. But definitely go out and check it out. It's really something serious about the youth of today and their attitude towards their lives and adults in general. And that's what makes it so great, because it deals with these feelings pretty honestly. And it's basically about 4 or 5 kids that get locked into school as a punishment for doing different things, and they find out about each other's characters. And it's one of the best, characterizations I've ever seen. The acting is great. Ali Sheedy does a great job. So does Judd Nelson especially, and Emilio Estevez. So check it out.
It's Saturday morning. And inside Shermer High School, 5 total strangers are about to meet for the first time.
You have exactly 8 hours and 54 minutes to ponder the error of your ways.
Questions?
Yeah. Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Before this day is over, they'll break the rules.
What was that ruckus?
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Bare their souls.
Excuse me for being a virgin. I'm sorry.
I think it's okay for a guy to be a virgin.
Take some chances.
Being bad feels pretty good.
And touch each other in a way they never dreamed possible.
I don't want to be alone anymore.
You don't have to be.
Universal Pictures presents The Breakfast Club.
Demented and sad, but social.
Starring Emilio Estevez, Paul Gleason, Anthony Michael Hall, Judd Nelson, Molly Ringwald, and Ali Sheedy. In a new film written and directed by John Hughes. The Breakfast Club, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Now at select theaters. Check newspapers for locations and showtimes.
What do you say, buddy? Are we out of here?
Yeah, let's get out of here like
I
a bad smell.
I say we're scamming
smell.
Because we've been up, submitted for your approval. We have been up since the last tape, buddy. I mean, this is
this
ridiculous.
Has been the extra long bonus edition of the Movie Line.
I hope your ear is loving it because
761-3330 and 906-3000.
I've got a film to direct in a few minutes. I got to be on the set in 5 minutes ago. You know what I'm saying?
I've got a kid to watch in a few minutes. I got to be on the set in about 5 minutes ago,
that's
too.
That's right. You're happening.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, we've
scam
got some
the arties.
Stuff. I'm
scam
not
going to
scam the arties. We gave you some nominations last week. We've got even more.
There's
but
a
to
lot of
find
stuff.
Out, send for your ballot. Do it soon. The deadline is coming
Get
upon us
ballot.
Very quickly.
That's right.
Post Office Box 4081, Chatsworth, California, 91313-4081. Address that to Artie, the Academy of Recorded Telephone Entertainment.
We need those
or
nominees
leave
back.
Your names and addresses on Movie Line Input, 761-0333, or telephone 882-9524.
Yes, sir.
You'll get your ballot right away. Now, Paul's got some Academy Award nominated stuff.
A couple of more. Here's a couple of things. Nominated for Best Original Song is Against All Odds from Against All Odds, Footloose from Footloose, Ghostbusters from Ghostbusters, I Just Wanted to Call and Say I Love You from The Woman in Red, Let's Hear It for the Boy from Footloose. Best Original Costume Design would be Amadeus, The Bostonians, A Passage to India, Places in the Heart, and 2010.
They're moving in time with the music.
Thank
football, you.
You know? Yeah. Best makeup includes, where are they? Amadeus, The Legend of Great Thing, and 2010, okay? And I'm going to give you more nominations whenever I make another tape. Wake up, dudes. We're out of here, buddy. Yeah. I just want to let you know we're not having a movie line tape on next week. Here is a schedule for what's going on. March 3rd and 4th, that's Sunday and Monday, we're playing our 75th tape anniversary special that was nominated for Best Comet-Related Program. March 5th, Tuesday, we're playing Mac Jackson Stellar with a total of 5 nominations. March 6th, Wednesday, we're playing a dual-face tape from the past, which is nominated for the Hall of Fame. And March 7th, Thursday, we're playing the dual-face memorial, which was nominated for Best Phone Special. Nina, are we happening?
Yeah, you got it. We're happening on Movie Line. But we're going to be happening on Telefun. New stuff, March 1st. Call us, 882-9524. Thanks, Paul.
We're out of here.
Talk to me, motherfucker!
Wait.